AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The National Hurricane Center says a broad area of low pressure near the Yucatan Peninsula could brew nasty weather along the Texas and Louisiana coast and inland Monday night and Tuesday. But whether it does or not, it turned into a tropical system, it's likely to slam into the middle and upper Texas coast and West Louisiana with at least 4 to 6 inches of rain and strong winds. That includes parts of Texas flooded only weeks ago. Louisiana State Police say 113 people were rescued from an all-terrain vehicle park in central Louisiana after a temporary private levee broke, trapping Mud Jam 2015 festival goers on high ground. AP correspondent Lolita Baldor reports the U.S. launched an airstrike in eastern Libya aimed at killing a terrorist leader linked to Al-Qaeda.
According to U.S. officials, two F-15s dropped several 500-pound bombs. The Libyan government issued a statement saying Mokhtar Belmokhtar was killed.
Neither U.S. officials nor the Libyan government provided proof of the death, which likely will require a DNA test. At a border crossing in Turkey, thousands of Syrians cut through a border fence and crossed into Turkey on Sunday, fleeing intense fighting in northern Syria between Kurdish fighters and jihadis. Prosecutors say the two killers who cut their way out of a maximum security prison in upstate New York apparently used tools routinely stored there by contractors, taking care to return them to their toolboxes after each night's work so no one would notice. Clinton County DA Andrew Wiley says it appears Richard Matt and David Sweat spent months planning their escape.
This wasn't something that happened, overnight, that they didn't start working on this on Friday, June 5th, and then were able to find their way out of the facility.
This is AP Radio News. To the delight of scientists, the Philae spacecraft that landed on a comet last fall has woken up, communicating with Earth after 7 long months of silence.
I was in a taxi when I heard the news, and when I got out of the taxi, I was moved to hug the taxi driver. I am just overwhelmed. I'm trembling. I am so happy.
That's space scientist Monica Grady with Sky News in Leeds, England. The brief burst of communication contained 300 packages of data relayed by the probe's mothership, which is orbiting the comet. There were two separate shark attacks in the same North Carolina town on Sunday.
This is very, very surprising.
Oak Island Mayor Betty Wallace says a girl in the water was bitten by a shark.
She has lost part of her left arm and also may lose her left leg. It was a fairly, very severe attack.
16-year-old boy also attacked and lost an arm. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.